Yeah, Bustelo. Okay.
Hey,
There
guys,
it
Bustelo.
is. Is this thing on?
Yeah, I said it. What's up, bitch? What you gonna do, Steve?
Nothing, because I don't know that anyone heard you. But anyway, bitches, bitches everywhere, so let's all have a drink. Welcome to UCR Live, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, we're all vibrating. No one's phone's on silent tonight. That's okay.
Mine
we
is.
Live for that. Mine wasn't. Turns out we just went live, guys. Who knew?
I did get a message,
as
but
I
didn't get a vibration.
As I was saying, before I was rudely interrupted by us, welcome to UCR Live for this week. My name is Stephen. With me this week,
Hi,
we
Steve.
Have, hello, darling. We've got a lovely group of people. We've got Miss Christina. How are you this week, lovey? You good, darling?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I am overwhelmed with crap in my house. There is toys everywhere in every little corner. I can't keep up with anything. Christmas was amazing, though. Like, the kids had a blast. And that's all that matters. But I need a crew to like come in and clean up shit and take shit away. And I can't. I can't deal.
For the right price, I'll be there, bitch.
Do it. I would. You know what? It's funny. I was like thinking they should have like one of those cleaning crews to just like come in and like take all your boxes and like put everything away
from
you.
Take down your
like,
Christmas tree.
Yeah. It would be
That's
very
what I've
helpful.
Got Chris for.
Oh, you
can
share.
I don't have one of those. I'm
not sharing him with you, Vera.
You gotta go.
I know. God damn it.
You gotta be like, yo, Joe, get your ass over there and take the tree down.
You're right.
But no knobbing. I'm not knobbing on
Joe.
Yeah, right.
No stroopily yeah, for you unless their tree's down.
That's
no
right.
Honey ball.
No meatballs. No meatballs. That's what I'm threatening with.
Brooke, you're looking very innocent today. How are you?
Look, I'm trying to fool the general public.
Okay, cool. She's mastered the disguise.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Look,
how was Chris?
Like
how was the Christmas wrap up for you?
It was good. It was good. You know, we were kid-free for Christmas Day. Didn't get them back until Boxing Day. But, you know, it was a lot of fun on Boxing Day. So I got to, you know, the kids, Santa brought a Nintendo Switch and they all lost their little fucking minds.
Jesus, go
Santa.
It was
so much fun. I know, Santa, what a legend. But you know, apart from that, I've just been cleaning. I got to get back out ghost hunting this week, which was a lot of fun. I'm going again tonight. But, yeah, you know. It's fun.
I'm awake. I'm here. It's happening. I'm here.
Well, you've done two nights in a row, haven't you?
This will be night three in a row. It's okay. I'll be awake. I just got to remember where I am, what I'm doing, what place I am at.
You're in B.
But the people,
you're back in
the
B,
people
babe.
Have been really, the people have been really enthusiastic, which has really helped. It's been good. Yeah. I think people just are very lost at the end of the year. They don't know what to do, so they're all ending up at Maitland Jail, which
yeah,
is weird.
Which is a lot of fun.
You know? When in doubt, yeah. Ghost hunt. Vera, how are you, my love?
I don't know.
Ay. You're a stereotype.
Like my house is full of boxes and Christmas detritus that I have yet to move to the curb or the garbage. I've been sleep deprived this week. I'm an idiot. Today I was buying myself this Merry Christmas to Me present and I went to Venmo the money to the person and I Venmoed to the wrong Gene Smith.
Oh no.
So someone got some free money.
Yes, I'm like heartbroken. I'm so
how
like,
much money?
$220.
Oh shit.
Vera.
Bitch, I'd be messaging that motherfucker and be like, listen.
I sent her three different requests. Please return that. I sent it to the wrong Gene Smith.
It's the only problem with online stuff. You're like,
I know.
I'd be reaching out to Venmo.
Oh, I'd be Facebooking that bitch. I'd be Instagramming her. I'd be fucking finding every goddamn little fucking thing. I'd be messaging her family members like, this bitch fucking stole from my ass. Oh my God. I'd be losing it. $220, yo. Oh my God.
Christina's like creeping in the bitch's driveway with a butter knife. Like, yo, I got fucking, you got four knives.
Yeah. Christina's getting the. Don't make my Uncle Vinny come see you.
Forget it.
I'll call Uncle Vinny and Uncle Tony.
If you're a real Italian, all you need is a butter knife to take out a bitch
four times. Oh my God, forget it.
Wow. So Gene Smith, if you hear this message, please return
your money. Please send me money back.
Give the fucking money to him.
She needs it.
Somebody send me money.
I know, right? I wish someone accidentally sent me money. That would be a fucking highlight of my life.
Bitch, I deactivate my account so fast.
Right? Same.
Change your name. Move to Puerto Rico. It's like, ta-da. How is Christmas in the mountains? We survived, Jeffrey?
It was fabouche. We have been outside every day. Aiden got the electric scooter, so that has been a huge thing. And then we got.
Has he killed himself or anyone else yet?
Not yet, no. No, and I haven't because I got my fat ass on it, but it doesn't really like going with me on it because I'm too fat. But, you know, I got to get on the hill. I walk up the hill, and then it goes real fast. I actually got up to 18 miles an hour. I was getting a little nervous. I was like, oh, God, if the tire blows, I don't have a helmet on. It's all fucking over. I'm going to be a vegetable. Yeah, it's not going to be cute. But it was a lot of fun. I'm like, yeah, right. I'm like, I gotta get a fat person one. Like, it's my new goal. I'm like, we're gonna be the family that rides scooters, okay? And Gabe calls them cooter. He's like, I gotta get my cooter, daddy. So we're gonna be the family that rides scooters. And then we had like Nerf Wars. So I've been actually just taking it easy and playing with the kids. Gabe, I got him this huge like Roblox Nerf gun, but I didn't realize it took batteries and it's like kind of automatic. Of course, you know, me. Right?
Right.
So, boom, 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 boom. All three kids were locked in different bedrooms. They were afraid. And I'm out there like laughing like a hyena because then they pop their head out and I'm just like, pow, pow. And then
that's going with you everywhere now, is it? That gun?
Oh my God. So then we're like hiding in the bushes waiting for Aiden to drive down the street on the scooter. And we're like popping out. We're like doing it to the neighbors. We're like coming out of fucking, we're hiding behind trees. Oh, God. It's fun. We're just causing chaos and havoc. Yeah.
You're grooming young gun owners.
Yeah,
I have to sign off. I'm so sorry. My kid just threw up. So I will be back on after I change sheets. And
that's okay. You step out. We'll talk to you in a minute. Bit of vomit for your nerve. Oh,
look, I mean,
we haven't had on-air vomit for a while. That's cute.
Have we had it ever?
I believe we had a McCarthy vomit once.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
He vomited or one of the boys?
No, one of the boys. She went like this. Okay. And just leant out of frame. That was good. That was a cute moment. That was a cute moment. But look, we all survived Christmas and New Year's is like literally tomorrow here.
Yeah,
mine was very mellow. For the first time ever in probably 9 years, I had a Boxing Day, which is exciting. I normally work. But because I am not at my old job anymore and I'm only casual, I had a Boxing Day. So I spent Boxing Day in the pool swimming around because it was a lovely warm day, blopping, blopping. And then the day after Boxing Day, I was like, there's too many damn kids in that pool the day before. So I went back and had just a quiet little float. I'm all about the quiet float. So that was very chillax, very, you know, life affirming, ready to go into 2023 with excitement.
Derail anybody out?
No.
Well,
Well, it's kind of depressing.
Yeah, no.
How about your ghost?
It's time for family.
Find any ghosts?
We always find something, don't we? Always. Let's find something. Always. Lots of touching, lots of poking, lots of poking. Yeah.
There was one thing that came out, and this is like big for me, in two separate groups. So I was running a it's called an Estes thing. It's to do with an SB11, and people are on headphones, and in two separate groups they came out with dismembered and started describing dismembering a baby, which was not fun. It was creepy as hell, but dismembered is quite a big word for completely separate groups of people to come out with. So,
and it's very rare in that exercise for the same word to come out for the same people. And that's been happening a lot.
Yeah, especially in such a big statement, and it was such a big thing. And then they started describing, and that there was a name of a baby and stuff. So, you know, and I did find out that the people that were in the wing were apparently there was some, like, it was a women's wing originally. And I was told at the end of the night that there were baby farmers that were actually in there. So I'm like, ooh, this makes a lot more sense. So, you know, the little things.
Yeah.
And once again we found more active ties last night to Australia's most foremost serial killer. But people just keep visiting the jail, and you go, oh, okay, what's your story? So I do believe there's a lot more story there to be told, but one day we'll get to the bottom of Ivan Milat's story.
And can you share it exclusively with Uncensored Radio?
Nothing really exciting yet. It's all hearsay and conjecture without proof at the moment. If you want to look into it, America, it's the guy that they semi-based Wolf Creek off. So we hang out with him on a regular occasion. Three nights in a row, actually. He's our Uncle Ivan. But anyway.
Dismembering and things, all this negativity just reminded me of something I forgot to tell Vera at the top of the show. Vera, your number one fan. I think he's not going to be your number one fan for very long.
Why?
He FaceTimed me before the show. And Anthony Sacco, didn't he take down his Christmas tree already?
Oh, no. Vera can't agree with that. Vera can't abide. Because
he said he wasn't going to be home this weekend anyway, so what did it matter?
Christmas tree comes down January 1st.
Chris already took ours down while I was ghost hunting the other night.
He's like, fuck this.
Oh, my God. Poor Vera. Residence Day.
The spell is broken. Vera knows my husband and I'm good.
All right, my party people, let's get into a whole big mess. A
hot load of hot topics.
Now, we have a lot to discuss this week. Some people never learn. I think that's a big theme this week. Whoopi Goldberg has found herself in hot water, even hotter water this week. She has basically doubled down on her Nazi moment from earlier in the year. Now, an interview with The Times has just been released where she referenced the Holocaust again. Rather clumsily, she's trying to make a point that it was about the evil that mankind can do and the violence men do to men. And she kind of, I can see why people are upset, but you would have thought she would have learnt from the first time instead of trying to dig herself deeper into a hole. This time she has upset a litany of people. She's upset the American Jewish Committee, the Auschwitz Museum, various Holocaust survivors, and of course the viewers of The View, by basically saying that the Holocaust wasn't about race. yet again. What? So, Vera? This is what Whoopi should have done.
It's a single statement that doesn't reflect the whole truth.
But correct.
It wasn't just about race.
Yes.
It was about religion. It was about supremacy. It was about otherism. It was about nationalism. It was about almost all of the things we're seeing in our world today. You know, but it wasn't just about race.
Correct. And I don't. Yeah. Sorry, Jeff, go.
Well, I mean, she put in an interview or whatever, like, she specifically said that she was not doubling down, that that's not what she was doing. And she kind of explained, like, what she was doing in this interview, and that she was just trying to explain, like, what had happened, what was going on.
But I don't think it's any clearer. That's the problem.
I thought it was. Like, if you listen to what she was saying, she wasn't trying to take anything away, and she made it very clear that she's with the Jewish community. She has their back. She stands with them, that she's not trying to take anything away from them. So, I'm not really sure.
I just think...
I do think a lot of this is that she's never been forgiven for the last faux pas. So just treading that line again has put her right on the razor's edge. You know what I'm saying?
And I agree with Vera that I really don't think she should have done it a second time, because she still had not been completely forgiven for the first time, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like, she kind of is trying to force the forgiveness by making it right and explaining herself. And it didn't go down well the first time.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
In God's
if,
name.
Yeah, if they didn't get it the first time round, you don't need to try and explain it again.
Yeah.
Just go, this is what I learned from my interactions last time. I believe that. I also believe that this is part of it. Don't negate.
But that's literally what she said. And like, she's
kidding. The fact is she still said it's not about, it wasn't about race. It wasn't simply about race. And I can see why people are upset, but I can see what she's trying to do.
It isn't simply
exactly
about race, you know?
But there's some things you just really shouldn't, as I said in my comment on the article, there's some things that don't really need a fresh point of view on them. The Holocaust was a horrible world event that we need to learn from. It is still to this, I still to this day remember seeing the footage of death camps and bodies at school that is burnt into my memory. And as I always say when we talk about the Holocaust, I think every high school student should see it. So that stuff like this does not happen again, even though it is, because people aren't seeing it. They're not understanding that small, small actions lead to huge worldwide ramifications, and stuff like race, sexuality, gender, the color of your hair can lead you to, you know, mass almost extinction of a people.
Right.
And I don't know that we need a fresh perspective. It was always about hate, and I don't know that we need a fresh vibe on that.
Well, I also think, and this is strictly my opinion, I have no studies or literary articles to support myself, but this is strictly my opinion. I feel that if you are a marginalized person, you tend to believe that you can share something with other marginalized people, but as much as you share, you are not the same. Your experience is individual. So her trying to assume that she knows what Judaism is going through or Jewish people are going through. Why are you laughing at me?
No, because Jeff put up the runner that's like, this is your opinion, that is like, buy some merch.
And you do make the mistake of assuming that your perspective is the same as another person's.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think it's, yeah, I don't, as I said, I think she had well intentions, and, you know, the fact that she brought the conversation up again is good and in merit. But yeah, I too close, too soon.
Did she they?
Yeah, exactly. You don't know, and we don't know what happened behind the scene at the times, and how much of the interview was actually based on that comment, and what they've cherry picked and what they've chosen to make, you know, a story, because we all know how the media do. But I'm just like, oh, Whoopi.
Oh. I know. It's unfortunate. And for her as
much. I love her. And it's unfortunate for her. It's just
I was going to say, I'm still going to love her. I don't.
Me yeah, too.
But, oh, yeah. Ouch.
It's, yeah, it's not. I don't think it's a grand bastardizing statement that she should be forever, you know, thrown to the fucking pack of wolves for.
Jeff, are you throwing her to the pack?
No, because when it first happened, right? Like I didn't really, I called my Jewish friends, right? And I said, well, do you consider Judaism a race? And they're like, no. And I'm like, wait a minute, right? You go look at the definition of all these things, right? And it's such a interesting thing, the whole conversation, and to talk to people who are Jewish. And then hear what, you know what I mean? Like it's, there's no solid really answer. It's kind of, it's a very complex situation and it's a complex answer, you know?
Oh my God, someone's watching on Twitch. Hello. Hello there. What's the Hiroshima bombings about race? Is the Ukraine Russian about race?
No, interesting. I think they are.
A lot of it about is global politics and power, and race gets, you know, thrown money, in because of who means. The victim is. You know, who
right.
You know, who is the victim, who is the victor kind of situation.
It's the propaganda. The winner tells the
You can make story. Anything about race if you want to, though, right?
Right.
That's the whole thing.
That's right. That's Any why kind I'm of in the bottom right-hand corner, because you guys are racist.
Hey, we were not. Christina's child vomited. It's a bit more symmetrical this way too. I like it.
I already have so many other issues.
All right, let's talk about, if we want to talk about redeemable, this one made me go, what the actual fuck?
Not redeemable. Not Bill redeemable. Cosby. Not redeemable.
Bill Cosby is apparently looking to tour in 2023 after being let off, some may say on a technicality, from his multiple accusers of sexual assault and rape from the 1980s to the 1990s. When asked if he thought that 2023 was the right time, was an appropriate time for a comeback, he said yes, because there's so much fun to be had in the storytelling that I do. Years ago, maybe 10 years ago, I found out it was better to say it after I write it.
BYOB.
Well, I gotta tell you, I don't think it's about storytelling at all. I think the man is broke.
Ding, 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 ding.
He hasn't got a choice.
It's probably the money. I have to pay a lot of people off for out of court settlements tour.
Mm-hmm.
Help me.
He hasn't those got Cosby show residuals are not.
Or a reason to bring back
fire. Who on earth would go and see Bill Cosby?
I think a lot of people will. I think his shows will be sold out.
I think it'll be a lot of older people.
I think morbid curiosity. I think there's a lot of people that still support him. I think it's a very difficult thing. You have a man whose legacy is very intertwined with, you know, Black culture.
The civil rights movement. With
American TV.
The civil rights movement.
And to have
he broke a lot of barriers.
Yeah.
No, he really did.
He did. So
I'm not defending him.
Right. No, it's not a it's not a defense of him, right? At all. Right. Like, no, he doesn't get a pass for what he did. He's a piece of shit. But
continue.
It's still complicated, right? Because his body of work and what that represents to so many people, it still means something, right? Like, do we stop listening to R. Kelly? Do we stop watching the Cosby Show? But do,
I did, yes, I did. But, and I'm not going to be one of the people that goes to his concert or his show.
Right. And I'm not saying that, but what about all the people that also had a hand in writing that music, right? What about all the other actors that were on the Cosby Show? What about all the other people that depend on the money that comes in from that stuff? They all get fucked because he was a fuck?
Right.
I mean, how is that fair? Right? Like, they're
I want to see... I want to see the... I want to see this result because everyone is so keen to, like, tear people down like Michael Jackson, who, believe it, was acquitted. You know what? He was... The court found him not guilty. Whether you believe that or not is up to you.
If he was resurrected from the dead tomorrow, there are lots of people who would go to an MJ concert.
Exactly. But everyone still goes. The first thing when you say Michael Jackson, they get child molester.
And even when you say Bill Cosby, we all say...
Even in a court of law, they go, not guilty. This dude is guilty. He got off on a technicality like Casey Anthony, like O.J. Simpson, who we'll talk about in a second. There is no question that he is not guilty of what he's done.
No.
There's no question. So why... I don't understand, America. America, I don't understand.
I don't understand. Either, and I live here.
I don't. He looks like a demon in that photo. I was like, oh god, Bill.
He's almost totally blind, right?
Yeah. Well, wait. Wasn't he just so? Wasn't he too sick to stay in prison? And now he's going on a national tour.
Yes. He was too sick to be in prison. Yes.
That's have kind sympathy of the for the poor the old man. Oh, now he'll go make millions off a tour.
Mm-hmm. Well, remains to be seen if he sells it.
Nah, I think we've just figured out that he will.
Comes to Australia so I can throw eggs at him.
Now, I did threaten to talk about him, so let's talk about him. OJ Simpson's been in the news this week as well. He was asked by an interviewer flat out about the Khloe Kardashian situation, whether he is her father. His response: Kris Jenner's a cute girl, but come on, I date models. hold on. Sorry, Grandpa.
Fuck off.
Are you fucking me?
Was hot back in the fucking day.
Who gives a fuck?
OJ?
Before all the murdery shit? Yeah, he was hot.
Before he murdered his wife and her boyfriend, or ex-wife and her boyfriend in cold blood, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he was hot.
Before that unfortunate incident?
Yeah.
But who does Grandpa think he is?
Baby Jesus.
Oh. Who does Grandpa think he is? I slept with models. Like, oh.
You think that's a sign?
He can go fuck from the highest, like the highest diving board.
She just took out the Jesus.
Well, wouldn't be the first time we've taken out Jesus on this show.
He's fine. He's right
there
where he was.
He always bounces back. We know that. Give him a couple of days. He'll be good as new. He'll crawl out from behind.
Here's the power.
Jesus will crawl out from behind the credenza, fully reformed in 3 days.
No, he's fine. Okay. He just tipped over. He's fine. I put him back in the crash. He's good.
He was shocked about OJ as well. What a fuck. If that doesn't tell you enough about this guy, then fuck him.
No, yes.
Kris Jenner was a cute girl.
Everything you need to know.
A cute girl. She was a fucking woman to start with, you piece of shit.
OJ had a type, okay?
Yeah.
Wasn't he the one to start the rumor that Chloe was his?
I don't know. I think genetics is the rumor that's...
Oh. He was hot. And if I... Listen, I may have fucked him after the fact.
Okay? Who are you? I love you. You can come back all the time.
He was acquitted. I'm telling you, I probably would have slept with him after everything, too. I'm just saying. For 11 inches?
That's good. Jeffrey, that is your trash. That's all right. We know that.
11 inches.
Please.
Yeah. Come on, Vera. You telling me you're gonna pass that up?
If it does not fit, Jeffrey will acquit.
It'll fit.
I would have been like, I can't believe fit. If he had 11 inches that he fit inside any model. He's probably popping her eyeballs out.
Right.
Come on.
Suppose she's had in her stomach in years.
Come on. Oh, yes.
Yes!
That's horrible.
Yes!
Oh, really? You said Jesus was a power bottom, you asshole.
That Jesus looks like a power bottom?
You said it!
I mean, look at the abs and the long hair. He can't help it. Leave him be.
Luke?
Jesus!
Jesus! Oh.
No, Jesus was a power bottom. He was surrounded by 12 men. What the hell do you think?
They had a dinner party and they all faced one direction because it was symmetrical and good for the picture.
They were railing that dude out.
His Jesus was a mo, ladies and gentlemen.
His best friend was Jesus a whore? Are you kidding me? Come on.
The biggest fag hag in history.
Mary Magdalene?
He loved his mother, had a weird relationship with his stepfather. I mean, come on. Jesus was a mole. Come on.
And then his cousin liked to run around naked?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Look, this is the show. This is the show.
It's all like Gadzook's fault. Gay ZD forever, whatever, because he had to talk about OJ's 11-inch dick.
We got distracted, and now we're all going ahead.
Delicioso! Oh, calm down.
Don't call me. All right, should we go to the next douchebag that's in the news?
Yeah.
Because we mentioned him. I didn't mention it at the time because I didn't think anyone would care. But he's taken a note out of fucking OJ's book. R. Kelly, 2 weeks ago, released an album called I Admit It, which was very quickly pulled off every streaming service that it was launched on.
How?
If you read the lyrics to the song I Admit It, he basically tries to blame everything that happened on everybody else and takes no responsibility for being a
Are you surprised? Yes.
Everyone else's fault. Name drops Aaliyah, name drops Wendy Williams, Steve Harvey, Kanye. There's a whole heap of
victimization of the perpetrator. Poor me.
Yeah. It was released, but every streaming service removed it.
Right, but how did he record it from prison?
Who knows? It could have been sitting there the entire time. It could have been his backup plan to make money while he was in jail. You know what I'm saying?
He just recorded it right before he got locked up in the
Anyone can go drop some music. It doesn't we could record a song tomorrow and drop it, but
I could be wrong.
We might.
Isn't there a law that cannot make money after your crime? That any crime that you make once you're convicted of a crime goes to your victim? Am I remembering that incorrectly?
I think so.
I think it's only in certain. I think it's only in certain cases and in certain jurisdictions.
Yeah, but didn't they sue him? Didn't he owe them money?
Well, they should keep suing him.
He was bankrupt before he went into prison, right?
Let's face it, he had two songs.
He had two songs, but
that was good songs. Money. He's an awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's an army, literally. And you know what? He deserves to be pissed on for the rest of his life. So.
And I'm sure he is.
He probably would love
Let him have his thing.
I'm not yucking anyone's yum, but come on.
I was like, if that's his kink, that's his kink. He deserves to be where he is.
You're moving too much, Jeffrey. You're moving
it's
too
all
much.
It's freezing.
It's all freezing. I didn't freeze. Oh, okay. Marika, you're freezing to death. Literally, not only is there an Arctic bomb, but your internet's coming out. It's all happening all at once. All right. Shall we talk about another douchebag? I love it. We had a revelation.
All douchebags all the time tonight.
P. Diddy. Diddy. Puff Daddy. Sean Combs. Whatever you'd like to call him. Gave an interview for some reason. Oh, who cares what Diddy has to say in 2022? Anyway, talk about being relevant. He's revealed that he pays his hairdresser $1,000 per haircut, but he has 5 haircuts a day. A day. 5 haircuts a day. So the hairdresser travels with him, is his only client pretty much, and makes $5,000 a day cutting P. Diddy's hair. Have we seen P. Diddy's hair?
I know. There's not that much hair to cut. The man is worth $900 million. He can afford to pay $5,000 a day for a haircut.
You can also afford to, donate that money to charity.
Of course he could, but you know.
Put on a fucking hat. Do like the rest of us do. Put on a fucking hat and go outside. Stop having people hold an umbrella and carve your scone every 5 hours. Give that money to people who need it. Remember where you came from and stop murdering people. More on that later.
Yes, Steve.
More on that later.
Allegedly.
Well, look. If they're not going to go after Django Warrant, they're not going to come after me. Like, hello. Next minute, the D. I'm like, no, he's coming to get me. Oh, he'll ruin me like he ruined Identity Kane. No, Diddy, no, don't do it.
God.
I'm bad girls.
I don't know him.
I'm back.
You don't know him, but you're worried about what's coming out of his mouth when the shit that comes out of your mouth is going to
hit
my mouth,
right?
Me?
Worried about you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, I did just talk about her, but have you guys heard of the artist Jaguar Wright? She had a few hits in the early 2000s, but she's having a comeback, and baby, she is coming back. Fucking swinging for anyone and everyone in the music industry. This interview is over 2 hours long, and she reads everyone to filth. Mr. Diddy, basically saying that he had everyone at Uptown Records killed off. She goes after Beyonce and Jay-Z.
And says what?
Saying it's a coincidence that Aaliyah's plane crashed just as Beyonce was struggling to release her solo material and the competition was taken out. Yes. She goes in on Will Smith and Jada Smith about the goings on inside their house with underage people and those former child stars, pedophilia in the music industry, Clive Davis and Whitney Houston's death and what part he may have had in that. Ray J, Brandy, she is going for
it.
The last part of the interview is dropping, and it is going to reveal what she knows about the infamous Met Gala elevator fracas between Beyonce, Solange, and Jay-Z.
Jay-Z was breaking Beyonce's heart, and Solange tried to kick him in the nuts. We know what happened.
If she didn't have the plane crash thing in there, I might have been more apt to believe her about some stuff. But I'm just, I don't. I think she's full of shit.
It's, look, I'm like, how much of this is sour grapes? How much of this is whatever?
I think she just wants attention.
She does make you think. She does make you think.
Jay-Z, Beyonce had Aaliyah killed because she was trying to release some music. Come on.
Well, I ain't going there. But I have to say, as someone who spent a lot of time and went along with the mentally ill, that there's usually something true in all the crazy.
This person, whoever you are, I'm guessing Gizzard Forever, is very on the money. She backs Kanye and says he actually knows a lot more than he's saying, especially about Balenciaga and all that kind of stuff. So they're on the same side of the coin, and how and why Kanye's mother died, etc., etc. If we were talking last week about conspiracy theories, if you enjoy them, go and watch Jagger and Wright's interview. You will go like this. They're all out to get us. Hi, Safet, by the way.
Well, and the great Christina, you're not.
Christina's here, but she's not here. But hi, Christina.
Stephen, you got a message to Craig Gizu. Have him on the show. They've got opinions.
I know. Can you inbox the show?
To the, you know, the great kazoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I need to check that because it's super interesting. I was like, I started to see it on TikTok and I'm like, oh, okay. Amongst the Britney conspiracy theories, it's like,
oh my God.
Have we heard the latest there?
No.
And this is what I believe. This is what I actually believe is happening. Christina has risen like the baby Jesus. She's here.
Yay!
Was it projectile?
Oh, yeah.
It was.
Okay.
That's cool.
We'll talk about it later.
So, the latest from the Britney camp, the makers of the documentary, say that what is actually happening now is that Britney has decided to go off all the meds that she has been prescribed since the conservatorship, and that why we are not seeing her is because she's actually going through psychosis, coming off years and years of lithium abuse and God knows what else, to try and, you know, balance out her brain chemistry once again. So that's why we're seeing old footage and et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, she's still dead or something like that. Who knows?
I feel like she's been off her meds for quite some time.
That sounds more believable to me than anything else, that she's, you know, she's decided that she doesn't want it and she's trying to find a new level.
You know what's going to take her out of psychosis?
Meds.
Medication. But the proper medication, I would believe. Like, do you know what I mean?
Lithium's not improper for
But do you think someone like psychosis. Britney Spears needed lithium to like only to make her compliant?
I don't know. But I do know that a lot of people are remanded into programs through courts. And the first thing they do when that court mandate expires, go off their meds and get in trouble.
But this is free Britney.
She's
free Britney. That's what she wants.
I think she should be free. I mean, nobody stuck Charlie Sheen in a conservatorship. And he's an asshole, or he's batshit crazy.
My God, I saw Charlie Sheen. I watched a video of Charlie Sheen singing the 12 Days of Christmas with Kathy Griffin and Martin Sheen.
Yeah.
I was like,
What's going on with this very strange world? Okay.
Why is Griffin a friend of the Sheen family?
Who would have yeah, picked Kathy being friends with Charlie Sheen after all the shit she talked about him?
Have I ever shown you the picture of our very own Miss Katrina A. Johnson with Charlie Sheen at his house?
Oh,
at
she party? Told us a bunch of times how much she loves to party with Charlie Sheen.
I didn't know about that.
I will send you the picture. With Charlie.
Wow. So, was it Tiger Blood winning Charlie, or was it earlier?
No comment.
Was he winning?
No comment.
Oh, okay. No comment. So, yes, winning.
I can't confirm. Someone else deny.
Who is winning and makes everyone else win because we get to look. Hugh Jackman is coming back to Wolverine. Now, it was believed originally to only be a one-and-done picture deal kind of thing for Deadpool 3, because they've always wanted to do it. And him and Ryan Reynolds have some kind of bromosexual thing going on there where it's like, oh, let's love on each other. But Hugh, I don't think, realized what he said when he realized that when he said that I have a two-picture deal with Marvel. So this Wolverine character isn't supposed to exist in the MCU. So for our comic book nerds, and there are a few of you out there, you know what this means. So they're backdooring the X-Men into the MCU. It's all happening in a very roundabout way. But we're all going to get to see Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds shirtless, basically, because let's not forget that Deadpool is bisexual in the comic books. So he's going to be trying to hump Wolverine.
Do we know that?
Yeah. Didn't they already like Professor Xavier in?
Yes, but this is all part of it. If you're a comic book reader, there's various storylines that are coming up, like Secret Wars and stuff like that, which have the X-Men in them, and they will be introduced. So there are contract options for some of the old cast of the Fox movies to be streamlined into the MCU. It's mainly James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender, I believe. So they'll be coming in as Professor Xavier and Magneto in the MCU, along with a couple of other people, obviously Hugh Jackman. But I don't get why he wouldn't just keep going. Like, that's a payday and a half, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's like, and I know he has to get shredded and whatnot, but digital stuff can do some good. It make Harrison Ford look like he's not dying these days. Like, they make Harrison Ford look like an action star. They can just, you know, give him some muscularness.
Oh, speaking of making him muscular, they should have done that to Tom Cruise. Okay, I did, but I waited. It's on Paramount Plus, so I finally watched
Top Gun. You watched Top Gun, didn't you?
I waited till that shit was free, because I'll be damned if I'm supporting him. And every shot, so I like, they had a few shots, you know, with his shirt off, and it was always like from the side, you know what I mean? Because he's got the 60-year-old man.
That's not him.
His tits are sagging to his belly button, you know? So there's like a quick couple shots, because they're playing football later on in the movie, but they're like real fast, like, they're not trying to show his chest, right? They're all the young guys, like, they're showing the buff guys.
That new guy's hot.
Yeah. But him,
Penn,
no,
woo! It's Teller? Always
a side profile of Tom Cruise's.
Not his body.
Of his body. You know, it's him. It's him. But it's him? They'll show a side profile of him with his shirt off, but only very, very quick, usually from the, like, you know, tits up. Of his shirt off. Yeah.
Tits
well,
up.
Well, if they were going to show a nude of me, I would want it side profile, tits up.
Tits up, Vera? I think everyone agrees. Tits up's a good, because you can't see a lot of, if that's what you're going to do, you're going to go chest up. Not
I've never been
else.
Ashamed of my boobs. It's the belly I like to keep
in. Right. Yeah. Is Tom, so I don't, it's, I've never really got the appeal of Tom Cruise as a sex symbol, though.
Me either.
Ugh. Well, I'm just on some fuck you shit with him in general, so.
How's his face in Top Gun? Does it look like he's seen the G's?
Yeah.
There's the part where he's actually flying, and I was
laughing out loud because his face is like, it looks terrible what it does. It was the funniest thing I've ever
seen. He's probably just trying to show that his face has movement.
No, because they had him flying like a plane. So his face
was That's what I mean. He's trying back. The actual G-force.
Yeah. It was hysterical. It was a riot.
Not just the Botox.
But I got to say, as much as I hate to admit this, it was actually good. It delivered. I just watched the first one with the kids. I haven't seen it, you know, probably since the fucking 80s or whatever. It was better than the first one, really. It was good.
But movies have come a long way since the 80s as well. Like, let's face fact there.
It was pretty good.
I did like the nameless, genderless adversary.
We can't
say who the enemy is because we don't know who it is yet.
Yeah, we don't know who it is this year.
Damn you, Rush China Stan. Like, okay, we get you. We see you. Someone who is going to spark an all-out war, though, has given their first salvo over the weekend. Miss Brandy Glanville, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that hand. There's something wrong with that hand. But anyway.
Has revealed
over the weekend that she got a little Christmas present. She said she put a video on Twitter of her closed hand, and as the video played through, her hand opened to reveal a diamond. And she said, what was the exact quote, Stevie? Come on. Bad journalism. This is my favorite Christmas gift. There we go. But I love this Christmas present. She's holding a diamond, which they do on the opening titles of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So Brandy Glanville is subtly hinting that she may be returning to the show that made her notorious.
And the
last time we saw...
Yeah. She said,
all right, can we talk about her face? Yeah.
We need to talk about Brandy's face, but it's not as bad there as it was on the Girls Weekend Away. Oi, Brandy.
are those extensions about to fall out of her hair?
She is an attractive girl, but I don't know what she has done to her body.
Got some dysmorphia going on.
Look, yeah. I'm not going to talk about that because I'm sure she's a fan of the show and she'll get me. So I'm just going to say
Brandy, and look, the one Brandy, thing I appreciate...
Brandy's our number one fan, didn't you know?
I will not have you talk shit about Brandy Glanville.
No matter what anyone has to say about Brandy Glanville,
she has told the truth in every episode of that show.
And they don't lie.
Confession.
I don't know
who she is.
She called out Vanderpump. She called out Rinna. She called out Kyle. She called out her then friend.
I'm gonna have to start watching the show now.
I don't know who she is.
Don't, Christina, listen, that son of a bitch, him and Luke, they tag team me for two fucking years, okay? And my whole life, I've been like, I'm not watching none of that bullshit. I'm not watching some of this trash housewives. I ain't fucking doing it. Two episodes was all it took.
Really?
Bitch, I caught up on 10 years in 3 months.
Wait, is it Beverly Hills that I have to watch, or is it like all of the real?
Just Beverly Hills.
Because it's got rich people and they're famous, and you get these cameos from people, and you're like, wow.
It's amazing.
But no matter what you say, Brandy has all. Oh my God, it's happened again.
Oh, and it's the same one. Find your love.
Find love in your city.
Yay!
Again, find love in your city. Find love in my city. Oh. I guess we should end it. And also, on a kind of sad note, Vivian Westwood's dead. Vera's good personal friend, Vivian. I understand.
Yeah, she designed my wedding gown.
Vera walks around in a Vivienne Westwood every day, don't you, V? Vivienne Westwood scrubs. It's like, oh.
That's right.
But no, she was. She's a very iconic fashion designer, so rest in peace. There'll be models everywhere weeping and people going, oh, Vivienne Westwood vintage now, and holding on to their closet going, oh, I've just made a fortune because you're dead. So is so. But we cannot hold back the rivers of time any longer. It's time for Vera to explode amongst us with her pressure, with her hot, hot heat. It's time for Vera's vent. Okay, V, here we go. For the last time in 2022.
And here we go.
Vent. 3, 2, 1, vent.
In the honor and in recognition of our last show of 2022, I have a top 10 list. Well, it's actually a top 5 list because, you know, time. But this is a top 5 stories about Republican hypocrisy. Why would I talk about that? Oh, I don't know. Number 5, the Christian right and the Jesus says, I need to raise $1 million or who call me home crew, who can't stop talking about Leviticus when they want to put other people down, even though Jesus Christ never appeared in Leviticus. Number 4, guns aren't the problem, yet guns aren't allowed at any NRA convention or at any halls of Congress. And you know, they're blaming the guns at Christmas time when people are shooting up the Mall of America. Please. Capitalism taken on by guns. Hypocrisy. Number 3, the First Amendment protect Republican free speech and Republican religion and Republican rights until we start talking about Republicans. And then we need to shut up. And then we need to follow your religion. Fuck you, you hypocrites. Number 2, Republicans are here to safeguard the rights of children. And they are going to make sure that no child ever sees a drag show. Even though not one single drag queen has ever been accused of sexual assault or grooming. And yet who has been accused of sexual assault or grooming? Let's see, like 2,000 different ministers in the Christian Evangelical Church and 100 different Republican government officials, including 70 officials from Ron, don't say gay, DeSantis, Child Welfare Bureau. 70 Floridian Republicans from Ron, Don't Say Gay DeSantis, Child Welfare Bureau, are being investigated for child trafficking and grooming. But you show up at a drag show and they're going to shoot you. Bastards. And the bonus, the number one gift that keeps on giving, the Republicans getting behind taking George Santos out of Congress. Now, I'm not a George Santos fan, and I'm not defending the fact that this little shit lied his way into office. But is he the first Republican to lie his way into office? Is he the first Republican to say he performed at a college that he never performed at? Is he the first Republican to say he's a brilliant businessman, yet he can't prove how he made all his money? George Santos, as miserable and loathsome as he is the product of your MAGA party and the height of Republican hypocrisy in 2022. Here's hoping you can let this shit go in 2023 because we're all watching and we pay attention. Happy New Year.
Boom. Look, Jeffrey, we got the popcorn. Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, we have made it through another year. Another year. Oh, my gosh.
Who knew?
So I'm sure that there is much more
mania. I would like to say, before we end this year, this is a Hallmark year because we all managed to be in the same zip code.
Yeah, true. This is true. The first time for everything. So we managed to get through the year. As I said, I'm sure there's going to be much more muck and mania and madness for us to dissect next year. Hey,
Happy New Year.
So we look forward to joining you again in a couple of days. That's going to be the future. That's what baby Jesus said too.
I thought you said dreaming.
Joining. Girl, you got some issues. It's been a bad night.
Oh my God. I am so sorry.
But you know what? New year, new opportunities. And we're going to come back with a brand new look as well.
Ooh.
So we will see you in the future, people. Till then, have a happy new year. And don't drink and drive. Don't stick anything in PowerPoints. And yeah, don't piss like off Caitlin drag queens. With fun. Yeah, don't stay away. I'm
like, you're not my mom. You can't tell me what.
Otherwise, the Kardashians are gonna be after me as well as Diddy. All right. Happy New Year, folks. We'll see you in 2023. Bye. Happy New Year, motherfucker.
Fuck off.
Yeah.